Hi, it's Mary Flora here, and I received this great question from Leslie, which I'm answering on the Prosper with Mary Flora blog. The question is, how can I let go of a painful past in order to move forward and live a successful life? This is a very important question, so thank you, Leslie, for asking, as it can help many others who are experiencing the same thing. A painful past can interfere not only with the present, but also with the future. This can keep anyone stuck and unable to stay present and move forward. Whenever the past creeps into the present, it can really feel burdensome with a heavy energy. This is because your energy is tied up in the past, which is holding you back from experiencing peace in the present. It is also holding you back from the success you desire. In order to move beyond a painful past, my short answer is this: forgive and let go. Let me break it down further. The act of forgiving is very empowering. Keep in mind that forgiving is not something that you do for the sake of others, but it is actually something that you do for yourself. You are the one who will benefit the most because you are releasing what no longer serves you. In effect, you are making space for the good that you desire to come into all areas of your life. Sounds logical, right? Now, what if deep within you're not ready to forgive? While it can keep your emotional energy tied up, which is draining. And remember, what you focus on grows. In the end, only you can really know the right timing for yourself. A good rule of thumb is that if you are tired of and totally done with the emotion related to being stuck, then it's time to heal the past and move forward for good. It is important to note that while painful, there is always a gift to be learned from a past situation. Over the years, I have recommended a powerful and healing exercise related to forgiveness to many of my clients who have experienced positive and beneficial results. I created a 10-step forgiveness exercise, which I included in my book, Money, Manifestation, and Miracles. If you have a copy of the book, read chapter 9. If you don't have a copy of the book, I encourage you to get a copy because you will refer to it for years to come. While forgiveness may not seem relevant to money, it actually is, because the act of forgiving will truly set you free, and it can be used for any situation. The feeling of freedom will help you to release any lingering negative emotions, particularly related to the emotion of anger. You can forgive others, and more importantly, you can forgive yourself for the actions you have or have not taken. To help you get started, you'll want to get a journal or use your existing journal and journal on these 6 questions. Number 1, what pain do you want to let go of? Number 2, who do you want to forgive who may have caused this pain? Number 3, in hindsight, what was the gift or lesson learned from this situation? Number 4, are you truly ready to forgive the past? Number 5, if yes, what are you giving yourself permission to let go of? And 6, what new situation are you willing to welcome into your life? Forgiving is a vital aspect of healing your past and moving forward to embracing the success you desire. I wish you peace, lightness, and ease. And if you have a question for me related to life, purpose, and calling, strengthening your mindset through positive psychology, strategies for creating a profitable business that reflects your personality, style, and unique brilliance, accelerating your income and success authentically, holistic wealth creation, manifesting your heart's desires, women's empowerment, and more, feel free to complete the form on this page, and I'd be happy to answer your question. If you'd like to share this blog, you can do so. Simply cut and paste my bio details on the article itself. So this is Mary Flores signing off, and I'll speak to you soon.